Let's get back to the issue of this briefing on SCOPA. Before SCOPA, the Standing Committee on Public Accounts, the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure, giving that parliamentary committee an update on exactly what is owed to Eskom by the departments and municipalities. And it runs into billions of rand. It really is quite a shocking figure. And of course, Patricia de Lille was the minister who was in Parliament today explaining to members of the Standing Committee on Public Accounts what the ongoing problem is and how they're going to resolve this issue of non-payment. The minister joins us now. Minister Patricia de Lille, good evening to you and thank you so much for your time today on Afternoon Drive. I mean, it really is a shocking amount that departments and municipalities have clocked up in the last few years. How much exactly is owed? Do you know?
Thank you for the opportunity. In August of 2019, I started a campaign within my department to settle all outstanding national government debt that was owned to municipalities and also to Eskom. The current system works like this, that my department will pay all municipal accounts and in some cases pays Eskom accounts on behalf of all national government departments. Now, the problem that we are sitting with is that the national government departments must then refund public works the money that we paid for services that they have used. And so the national government departments now owe public works about 3.4 billion rand. That was at the end of December 31. But we have now, through a verification process and reconciliation of the accounts, worked with municipalities. And so far, I can give you at least three examples whereby the amount of money that the municipalities put into a report to National Treasury called the Section 71 report is very different from the proof of invoices that they can produce. In Bushbuckridge, a local municipality disclosed an outstanding amount of 925 million in the Section 71 report.
Right.
Now, the same municipality has agreed with DPW that the outstanding amount is only 6.9 million. And that is what we signed jointly and agreed on. There is another one in Limpopo, for instance, a municipality there that have reported a debt of 362 million. After we've done the reconciliation and the verification, the municipality confirmed with us that the debt is actually 1.3 million. That's why I say to the Portfolio Committee today that the process that we have started has brought up information that shows that what municipalities reported as amounts owed is highly inflated, it's incorrect, and so far we have, as of today, we verified 63% of the municipalities. And so far, the debt is 1.97 billion compared to the 3 billion. So it's an ongoing process that we will continue. We, on a weekly basis, we meet with all our regional offices. We meet with National Treasury on a monthly basis. And part of the solution that I've proposed that will take effect as from the 1st of April 2020 is that all government departments must take the responsibility to pay their municipal services directly to municipalities to avoid all of this accumulative debt that we are sitting with now. And we have informed all government departments that they must take responsibility and start paying their own accounts to municipalities from the 1st of April 2020.
Are they going to accede to that request, Minister?
Well, we have reported to SCOPA today, and I've just submitted to the chairperson some of the responses from departments. Some have not responded at all. Some have said that We must continue to pay on their behalf. But then if we go that route again, we need absolute assurance that they will pay us back. Or we need to approach National Treasury, because every department goes to Parliament every year with a budget that Parliament approves. And in that budget, you will find an amount of money allocated for services rendered by municipalities. So unless National Treasury give that money directly to Public Works so that we pay directly to Eskom and not use our own money, then we can also find a solution. So I will be going back to SCOPA in the next few weeks to give them a further update. But the report that was presented to SCOPA last year by the Minister of COCTA and the National Treasury, there are many, many inaccuracies in that report. And so SCOPA will call all the departments together in one meeting where we all have to explain our side of the story.
Minister, it's difficult to understand how such massive discrepancies could have occurred in the accounting, right? On the one hand, I mean, you've gone through this re-auditing process. And how is it when you go through these numbers that these massive discrepancies begin to emerge between what municipalities thought they owed and what they actually owe?
Well, that is most probably within the municipalities must look at their credit control policies. They must make sure that they have got competent people that can reconcile their own invoices. In one municipality, we were not even able to do any reconciliation because of lack of supporting documents. So it's a system problem that COCTA, Public Works, National Treasury, we must all get involved so that we pay municipalities on time.
Minister, there's also this issue, and there's so many moving parts in this, so I quite understand you've got to deal with national government debt, you've got to deal with the municipalities' debt, you're still trying to figure out what the actual figures are, but this is not a static figure either, because as we speak, more debt is being accumulated. What sort of payment plan is being discussed between you and Eskom to try and get some of this debt paid off as soon as possible?
We had two meetings with Eskom on the 5th of December in 2019. We had another meeting with Eskom now on the 21st of January. And in fact, Eskom has commended Public Works for the confirmed positive working relationship. We have from Public Works committed that we will pay all verified invoices within 30 days to the municipalities, because you must understand that we pay the money to the municipalities. In some instances, the municipalities don't transfer that money to Eskom.
All right. So there's quite a long road ahead. Thank you very much for sharing what you've done so far with us. Patricia DeLille, Public Works Minister.